Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming Noon Market Report. Well, Wyoming FFA Association wrapped up their annual state convention over the weekend with the announcement of all the proficiency and competition award winners, along with the new state FFA officer team. For Wyoming star farmer Connor Booth of Torrington Lingle FFA there in KGOS country received the award, while the star in agribusiness went to Jocelyn von Allhausen out of Whitcomb FFA in Moorcroft. Star in agricultural placement was awarded to Spencer Rabot of Pine Bluffs FFA, and Sidney Rohde of Chief Washakie FFA took home the Star in AgriScience Award. As for the new leadership team at the Wyoming FFA state officers, Anna Ivy Moody of Devil's Tower FFA was selected as the president for the association and will be supported by Sean Bassard of Cheyenne High Plains in the first vice president role, Wyatt Blackmore from my hometown of Powell Shoshone FFA in the second vice president seat, and Shelby Clark from Burns FFA at the helm of the third vice president. Emma Payringer of Buffalo FFA was also selected to serve as the 2024-2025 Wyoming FFA secretary. Sage Wells from Cheyenne High Plains taking care of the money in the treasurer position, and Anthony Quick of Cheyenne Frontier being the reporter, while Spencer Rabot of Pine Bluffs FFA is Sentinel and Riley Banker from Bear Lodge Sundance FFA as the parliamentarian. Congratulations to all those students who earned the spots and the awards, and good luck to all those who also advanced to the national competition in Indianapolis this fall. Let's take a break and come back with more ag news right after this.
Searching for high-quality cowboy kind bulls? Look no further than Treasure Bull Test, April 16th at Western Livestock. These are masculine, deep-middled, and heavy-muscled bulls on solid foundations, Black Angus bulls that are top performers in their herds. Treasure Bull Test offers 110 of these performance-tested bulls April 16th, Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls. Bid online with Northern Livestock Video. The Cowboys and Cowgirls Performance Bull Test. Visit treasurebulltest.com.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
The Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is hosting their annual D.C. fly-in and legislative conference this week. PLC Director Sigrid Johannes said that the meeting will host over 250 producers from across the country and told me anytime congressional members have a chance to hear from their constituents in person, the message is heard just that much more.
There's nothing that makes a bigger impression on congressional offices than when they've got their actual constituents and actual permittees from the West, people who are dealing with these policies day in, day out on the ground. When they hear those stories from you directly, it makes an enormous impact.
The PLC leads off the legislative conference tomorrow and Wednesday, and is also followed by NCBA's meeting on Thursday. Well, the Farm Credit Administration's board received a quarterly report on economic issues affecting agriculture and an update on the financial conditions affecting agriculture. They also got the update on the financial condition and performance from the Farm Credit System. They said interest rates remain high after the recent inflation reports came in higher than expected, but rate cuts by the Federal Reserve are possible later this year. Other measures of the economy are favorable, such as low and stable unemployment levels and economic growth. The report unfortunately did report agricultural producers are facing those tightening margins, with cash receipts expected to decline this year and high input costs likely to persist. Full earnings from the Farm Credit System were up compared to the prior year, but provisions for credit losses increased. Well, let's take a break and come back to see if the cattle markets could rebound from their big $14 loss they felt last week.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Veltcamp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Well, today was certainly a pivotal day for the cattle futures, and that could have meant they could have went lower, they could have went higher, and luckily the traders decided to come away from the weekend with some positivity and push the complex higher, especially after last week's $9 to $14 drop that we saw on some of the contracts. As for the feeder cattle of the May contract today, they added over $4.50, finishing their day above $238.72. August feeders up $4.45 on the day, just right at that $250 mark. For the live cattle futures, they didn't feel the big, big triple-digit gains, but hey, $2.67 gains on the June contract of the live cattle. That felt pretty good as they now sit at $174.15. August feeders up $2.87 on the day at $171.62. Of course, that comes on the hills when traders pressured market support plane from the April 12th, as many were worried that we're going to turn that market even lower than that, but a solid start after last week's bumpy ride is a good note. Part of that bumpy ride come from the cash cattle markets going 2 to 3 softer on the hoof, anywhere from 182 to 185 on the negotiated cash cattle markets, while the dress cattle from those sales as well, 2 to 3 lowers themselves, 290 to 295. Checking out some of your local auctions, it was a little bit of a lighter test at Torrington Livestock with just nearly 400 head through their ring on Friday. For the cold cows, they continue to remain elevated with some of the high dressing mamas even topping out at 156 on a real light test, while the average dressing mamas coming in 134 to 145. For the sheep side of the sales, it was a quiet one at Newell Sheep Yards on Thursday with the coal ewes topping out at right at $1 per pound, while most of them 83 to 86 cents, and a good test of the bred ewes, 210 to 240 ahead.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative, owned by the customers we serve, and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Sadly, the bearishness of the grain markets continued on for the wheat complex today as winter wheat gave back most of the gains they felt from last week after the USDA's latest WASDE report released on last Thursday shows that they expect to see nearly 700 million bushels of ending wheat stocks, along with some increased export estimates from Russia and Ukraine. That news luckily did not drive the markets lower on Friday for the winter wheat complex, but unfortunately this morning we are seeing a little bit of bearishness as the KC winter wheat of the May, they dropped 6.5, finishing their day right at 583.25. July KC winter wheat also off 7.25, just under 580. For the Minneapolis spring wheat, the nearby May contract also giving away 6 cents on this Monday at 637. July spring wheat down 6.25, just under 644. Finishing your wheat futures with the May Chicago, they notched nickel losses and put their bid right at 550. On Novoloki row crops, it was Redding found there as well, with the May corn giving away 3.5 cents at 432. July corn down nearly 3 as well, right at 444.5. With your Wyoming Noon Market Report here on the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.